Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the American criminal justice system, recidivism rates are historically high. Patricia Werhane, the Wicklander Chair of Business Ethics and Professor of Philosophy at DePaul University, explains the psychological features that make a person likely to reoffend and what can be done to break the cycle.
Poverty is often identified with income and social status. Our research shows other factors such as lack of family or legal support, social class, education, religion, culture, and discrimination also play important roles. Together, these elements coalesce in a system that traps many in seemingly inescapable situations. Thus, we see high recidivism rates in jails and prisons, partly because inmates can't imagine how to change their lives and surroundings. We spent time studying, interviewing, and filming female inmates in Berrien County Jail in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Many inmates were repeat offenders, and many saw jail as a safe place where their friends and relatives live as well. Worse than drug addiction, lack of family or legal support, social class, and education, we found a poverty of self-esteem and self-worth, which we dubbed the poverty of self. Many prisoners interviewed were fatalist. They saw themselves as helpless victims of the system and could not imagine how to escape. They returned to jail again and again, sometimes deliberately, because the other inmates were their support system and family. Berrien County Commissioner Marletta Seitz has developed a new program, Fresh Start, which works with inmates in a classroom setting to help them develop a strong sense of self, to take responsibility for their incarceration and life choices, and to find new ways to get out and stay out of jail. The program also is working to secure financial instruments to help provide jobs and independent living. To date, the program has helped almost 75 inmates stay out of jail, a little better than the 80% average recidivism. The program's success shows that a cycle of recidivism can be broken by addressing the key issues outlined in our research.
That was Patricia Werhane of DePaul University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.